Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Well, my TMC family, let's go before the Lord in prayer. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be up on his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So we thank God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, this morning that you sent your only begotten Son for us, that we may have that everlasting joy, that everlasting peace, the everlasting home with you. Father, we thank you that you are our Father. You are our Abba Father, and there is none other. We thank you so much for the opportunity to gather here on this morning to hear a word, Lord, from a word of God that we know we need to hear. We thank you that the word is true and it is factual. Father, we thank you for the reason why we are here, and that's because of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who are the founders of the TMC Call. We thank you, oh God, that we're here because of Artists International. Father, we thank you that you just knitted all of our hearts together. Now we ask that you would bless Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as she is celebrating her birthday this week, a special blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you continue to be with CDS De Leon family, that you keep them in all their ways, oh God, and that you just continue to direct them in the way that you would have them to go. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We have ears that are waiting to hear and hands and feet that are ready to do what thus says the Lord. Now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker who will bring the word. We thank you, Lord, that you have already anointed the speaker and that the word will come forth to us just like you gave it to the speaker this morning. Oh, God, bless whatever their hands touch. Well, now, God, we just bind Satan in Jesus' name because this call is going to go forth with clarity. We're calling it done because you told us that we can declare a thing and it shall be established. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus, and we forever love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. As I always say, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day. And host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willer. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. And we love us some Willer. Praise God. Minister Willer, we so appreciate and love you and thank God for you, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, it's such a joy to hear you and Minister Wanda do a little reunion from Chicago. So I tell you, God is so good. For all of you joining us this morning, I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Willis, say welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for that name, telecommunications sanctuary. And thank you, Minister Willis, for saying go tell somebody about Jesus Tuesday. It's so profound. Good morning again, and I tell you, we're so thankful that you joined us this morning. If this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. We have two dynamic and powerful women of God that started this call. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And we also have our wonderful birthday lady this week, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. We are so grateful that this call is going forth every Monday through Friday, and we are established on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we are praying at the beginning of this call as well as the end of this call, and we definitely have our prayer of intercessory and prayer of thanksgiving with you on Fridays. So let me tell you about our mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, and tell them it's a wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there and see that all the bios of our speakers as well as the messages have been archived there. It's such a pleasure to have a buffet of messages where you can go and hear a word from the Lord. Now, I'm so thrilled. In a sense, I hate that this year is going out because of this theme, but we have a theme, and I know we'll have another powerful one for 2017. But this year, for the rest of the year, you can say in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, we also invite you to be a part of this blessed ministry. So if you want to share a word from the Lord, you want to greet as such as Minister Willa did, or host, which is what I'm doing, we invite you to send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, also, I want to share with you that many of us are part of a health and wellness company, awesome company called Artist International Artist Life. And we're so thankful that the Diaz de Leon has started this company well over 25 years ago, and we are helping people get healthy again. If you want more information, you can go on the call right after this call, and it is 712-770-4005. That's the new morning motivational call. It's 712-770-4005. And they're going to be talking presidential Tuesday today. And the host is Miss Candida Mosley, and the guest speaker will be Promise Campbell. The pin to that number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Well, I tell you, we're ready to hear a word from the Lord. I know that God has put a word in this man's mouth, as he always does, and we're so thankful that we have a man of God who is diligently with us here on the Master's Call. He is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. And, of course, this man of God was baptized, is a baptized born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years, and he was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He's also a certified biblical pastor, counselor rather. Now, Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. I tell you, we need more ministries like that around this country. Pastor Everett officiates a Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and the community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA. He is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for well over 20 years, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. I tell you, he is a man of God. He is a preaching vessel. I tell you, he is a vessel that stands on the word of God no matter what anybody says. We love and appreciate this man being a part of the Master's Call. So I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Pastor Everett Thomas from Detroit, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
God bless your heart. To God be the glory. Thank you for that, such a warm introduction. Minister Benita, God bless you. Minister Willa, thank you for all that you do, opening up. And we praise God for the founders of this call. Dr. Vanessa, happy birthday to you and Dr. P.K. Roberts. God bless you, and to my TMC family, God bless all of you. We're grateful to God for such an opportunity to share this morning. And I'd like to invite your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and starting at verse 6. Let me probably read down to the 11th verse. "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give all as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God." Amen. Amen. Read from the, that was from the New King James Version. We're going to talk about giving today. Giving. And we know this is a season of giving, and we look at Christmas time, giving gifts to each other. It's so important to have a attitude of giving that is unconditional giving, joyful giving. And this is really a blessing. Of course, the Word of God says it's more blessed to give than to receive, Acts 20:35. So this month, we ought to seek ways to magnify his love, serve others in need with gladness, give freely of our time and talents and resources, and receive the blessings of a joy-filled heart. So in our giving, we ought to have an attitude that shows forth that we love the opportunity of giving. We notice here about sowing seed. This is something that we ought to be doing on a regular, consistent basis, not just around this time of year. I know we focus on gift giving and what have you, but our time, our talent, and our treasure ought to be a source of giving 24/7, 365 days a year. In fact, we're not really living until we are giving. And I always say that we're not here just to take up space. We're not here just to merely exist. But we're here to be productive. We're here to bear fruit. We're here to make a difference, to make an impact in this world. And giving ought to be a joy. It ought not to be giving of necessity. And a lot of people say, well, since that person gave me something this year, I guess I better give them something this year. Or this person spent XYZ amount on my gift, I better spend a little bit more than they've spent on mine. We just have that way of kind of measuring how we give based on what somebody else done for us. But it's a blessing to give unconditionally. As our Father gave unto us. So, well, for he gave his only begotten Son, of course, you know, the scripture. And it's just a matter of giving. It should be in our genes of giving. And so the Father gave his Son gave his life. And not only that, but he gave us the Holy Ghost, which is a precious, powerful gift that we have, the treasure. So this year, this time of year, this season of year, it is just mainly a focus of giving, and it just ought to be just another opportunity to give, because those of us that are part of the kingdom, we know how precious it is to be a giver, not a hoarder, not a taker, amen, but to be ready to give when there's a need, and just want to give because it's just something we do. But we ought to be good stewards, and when it comes to sowing. So Paul uses dozens of metaphors throughout the book of Corinthians. And this passage that we read compares stewardship to farming. trying to encourage the Corinthian church to give generously to their brothers and sisters in Jerusalem, he instructs the church to view its resources as a farmer views sowing seed. A good farmer liberally sows seed, trying to ensure a good fall harvest. The more he sows, the more he reaps. And you can harvest if you have planted. But if you haven't planted, you can't harvest anything. So some leaders, like the Corinthians, find it hard to invest resources because they seem to be so deficient. Feeling their commodities are about to run out. Good leaders see the same resources as sufficient seed to be sown, knowing the harvest will come and more will be created. We must guard life against poverty. We should give our life because it is plentiful. But there is a difference. It's a difference. We have to understand that, you know, there's people that see a glass of water half full or half empty. We look at this as a deficiency perspective or a sufficiency perspective. What side are you on this morning? Number one, we look at this as a defense, but the sufficiency perspective is offense. Two, and anybody want to take note of this, this is 10, comparative giving, looking at the seed that we have to give, deficiency versus sufficiency. So number one, defense or offense. Two, either maintaining or creating. Three, to escape loss or to pursue vision. Four, gifts contained or gifts released. Number five, reactive or proactive. Guard and protect. Number six, or risk and seize opportunity. Seven, stagnation or multiplication. Eight, paralyze, hold on, or dynamic, let go. Number nine, narrow and closed, or wide and open. 10, thinks, win, loss, or thinks, win, win. So it's a matter of perspective, no matter how you see when it comes to sowing, when it comes to giving. I know a lot of people say, child, you know, times are hard, you don't hold on to what you got. But those of us in the kingdom, we know that it's more blessed to give than receive. And as you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. And if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. So it's about how you see giving. How do you acknowledge the word of God where it says we that are part of God's kingdom, we know how to walk by faith and not by sight. So we're not stingy. We're not hoarders. We release it. Say, well, I know God. God's word I can depend on. I know that I can stand on his promises, that he is able to do exceeding abundantly more than I could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh within me. I know he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory to Christ Jesus. And we know the word of God, that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the above and not beneath. I'm the lender, not the borrower. So I'm blessed to be a blessing. And so as we look at this time of year, we just want to look at this time of year just to magnify giving, because we've been giving all year. So it's just a time to step it up a little bit. A lot of ministries that you may hear on the radio or watch on TV or just ministries that you are familiar with, you want to be a blessing for the end of the year, because this is a time of year a lot of people are lacking when it comes to giving. So we want to be a blessing to certain ministries as well that we are being ministered unto. And realize, you know, just to be a blessing. And even if it's not tangible giving, how about giving an encouraging word? Telling somebody, you can make it. I know it's hard, but I'm with you. I'm praying with you. We're going to get through this. And watch God move. And just, you know, a young person struggling in school, say, look, hang on in there. You're going to make it. God's going to give that what you need to make it over the hump. So it's not just giving of tangible things, materialistic things, but a pat on the back. I love you. Love is what love does. And so because I love you, I want to see you be the best you can be. And I'm here for you. And so giving kind words is a way of sowing seeds of kindness and sowing seeds that would push somebody forward more so than pulling somebody backwards. You know, we need to be there and just push somebody toward their goals, toward their dreams, toward their visions, and help them realize that it is possible. If God done it for somebody else, God can do it for you. If he made a way for somebody, he can make a way for you. So don't be so hesitant in taking a risk, because, really true people with vision, we have to take a risk. We have to sometimes leave our comfort zone to make something happen, to make a difference. So as we look at this time of year, the season of year, let us continue to give with a cheerful heart. Give not of necessity or having a grudge, but give freely. It's a joy in giving. And people need to know that our God will be with us in our giving, that he will indeed bless us with a harvest because of our giving, and not to always look for something in return. I'm giving this to you, but not to get anything in return. I just want you to have this here. I just want you to have this. Just random kinds, of giving, just randomly, just out of the clear blue. I recall I was at a restaurant, and I said, "Do you have any menus? Just this one?" "Oh yes, that's all I have." And I took it, I looked at it, and she reminded me, "It's the only one I have." And ordered my food. I said, "Let me take this with me. I want to make some copies for you." And it's no charge, and just want to be a blessing to you. So I took it, got some copies made, and praise God for a wife that helps as well. So random kinds of giving is very, very, very popular in this time of year. But anyway, I did, brought the menus back, gave it to her. She said, "Now I want you to understand, the next meal you come and get, I'm going to give it to you." I said, "No, that's not the reason I gave. It's not, we're not giving just to receive. I just want you to have this. I want you to be blessed. And here's a restaurant in our community, with something that you needed. So I just wanted to be a blessing to you." So that's the kind of things that we ought to be about. Look for opportunities, to be a blessing. Don't wait for somebody to ask you. Amen. Just say, here's an opportunity, here's a need to meet, and meet that need. So just to encourage us this morning to be a blessing. This is a season, amen, to be givers and not takers. God bless you, and may God smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can you hear me, man of God?
Amen.
Amen, amen. What a profound message at this time of the year to be a blessing. Be givers. God bless you, and I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we so appreciate you, God, for being our Father, where we can say, Abba, Father. We can truly say that you are our deliverer, our Savior, our peace, our joy, our provider. And we thank you, Lord, that you have provided us a message, Lord God, that we can be like you, be givers, oh God. Give where you can bless us in such a way, Lord God, where others will see you through us. We thank you for this man of God that have given us this profound message this morning, oh God. And we ask that you bless his going out, bless his coming in, bless his family and everybody and everything that concerns him. We glorify you, Father, for pouring virtues of love, peace, joy, and even blessings of monetary gifts, Lord God, all that he needs and all that he desires, Lord God. We decree and declare and believe that you will provide. And we thank you, Lord God, for our dear Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for them staying the course with this call. So we ask that you strengthen them and keep them in every area of their lives. Lord God, we thank you for abundantly blessing them and their families, Lord God. We thank you for the people of God that are on this call this morning. We ask that you continue to strengthen and that you provide, Lord God, where they will hear what the Spirit has to say to them each and every day, and that we all will be doers of your word and not hearers only. We ask that you strengthen the bereaved families and those that are sick. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for Artists International, Artists Life, and we ask that you continue to strengthen and bless like never before. We ask all these blessings in the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I know that you definitely want to hear this message again and share it with someone. Share it with someone because it's definitely a season, and which is every day in our lives, to be a blessing. And that number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And I also want to let you know that the new morning motivational call is coming up right after this call. You want to hear it because it's Presidential Day, and Thomas Campbell out of Dallas, Texas, will be the guest speaker. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. I hope you are planning to go to the extravaganza, which will be held in Los Angeles, California, at the LAX Sheraton. And that's March 3rd through the 5th, March 3rd through the 5th. So get your tickets in your back office and tell somebody else, bring somebody and tell them we're going to the extravaganza where God is going to meet us there, and we're expecting great blessings there. So I thank each and every one of you for joining this call this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and letting us know that we can go tell somebody about Jesus. And thank you, man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas, for sharing that profound message this morning, the gift of giving. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Henceforth, now and forevermore, we pray this in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen.